Torrential rains have hit a broad swath of West and Central Africa in the past few weeks. The resulting floods have displaced millions of people in areas that are already feeling the brunt of food insecurity and conflict. Jewel Bright has more from Nigeria.
A man shouts in panic and warns others as water from a broken dam bursts into the city of Maiduguri in northern Nigeria. In just a few hours, the water swept through the city, inundating homes and businesses. Residents wading through streams that were once streets. Multiple moments captured on social media show a city underwater. Maiduguri is the latest city in West Africa to experience deadly floods after a heavier-than-usual rainy season. The rains have swept through Mali, Niger, Liberia, Chad, and Cameroon. Aid groups say over 4 million people have been displaced across the region this year, a region that is already facing enormous humanitarian challenges.
People are living out and about. They are exposed to the environment. A lot of waterborne diseases. Got malaria. People are not able to sleep under mosquito nets.
Mathias Gumere is a field coordinator for Medicine Sans Frontiers in Maiduguri. Even before the floods hit, the community here was already buckling under the twin pressures of regional conflict and poverty.
This was an ongoing nutritional crisis here. So a lot of people, because of malnutrition, are immunodepressed, which makes them more susceptible to diseases.
Elsewhere in the city, floodwaters burst through the wall of a prison. 300 inmates escaped. Hospitals have been submerged, and the rising water swept through one of the city's main zoo, killing most of its animals and releasing a deadly few, including crocodiles and snakes. Nigeria's president, Ahmed Bola Tinubu, arrived in the city today to survey the damage. As he addressed the crowd, he offered his sympathies and promised support for the displaced. But not much more beyond that. More rains are forecast for the coming month. Without proper planning and support, many fear that once again the continent with the least greenhouse emissions will continue to bear the brunt of some of the most extreme weather events. For NPR News, Jewel Bright in Lagos, Nigeria.